stop, dear, oh dear. Santa will be confused, I fear. Clumping around with his heavy sleigh. Where is the chimney, he will say. Clump, 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 what'll we do? What'll we do if he falls right through? Down to the rooftop.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trish, Eric, and Kathleen. And we have the most incredible, enchanting women, dancers, incredible people I've seen ever in studio, J.J. Haley and Megs. So,
one second before.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I always forget you introducing the song.
I know. Well, you're talking about three, and I thought you were going with Three Stooges. I was thinking,
That's why you don't have a date, okay? Yeah.
The Three Stooges, come on. The Three Stooges are bringing us into our
oh,
segment.
Oh, that's a Three Stooges?
Down through the housetop.
Oh, I didn't know they sang
that. Of course, if you don't have a chimney.
I thought you were talking about someone else.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that's why I had to scold you.
Oh, there you go.
Young
well,
Santa Claus.
Anyway, tonight is the show. Tonight is the show for the tour of So You Think You Can Dance, 8 p.m. tonight at Comerica Theater. Go to Ticketmaster.com. So were you in Vegas last night?
Yes.
You performed last night?
Uh-huh. Yes.
How do you still have the energy to put on a show tonight?
Starbucks for me.
Oh, what do you drink there?
Peppermint mocha.
Nice, right?
Or chai tea because it's Christmas.
Oh, chai tea is good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that too, by the way. Ever have a vanilla latte, 180 degrees with sugar-free?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, baby.
And by the way, JJ was doing something with the camera. They like that.
Our
Beer Cat fans, yeah, they said, you look good.
Thanks.
So good. That was, you stay up, you get the energy through Starbucks, but I know it's the inner passion too.
Uh-huh.
How about Haley? How do you do these back-to-back tours?
Oh my gosh, it's just what I love. I wouldn't imagine myself doing anything else, so it's definitely my passion that drives me. I mean, because you can be as tired as you want, but as soon as that show hits, you have to be ready to go, so I just turn it on. I don't know. It just happens.
it's an anchor. It's like an athlete being in the zone. It just you hit the floor, boom.
Yeah.
You're in a different reality.
Yes. Her, she's really like that. Boom factor.
Wow, yeah, really?
JJ, like, so sweet.
Woo!
I'm sorry.
You mean woo or wee?
Wee!
Yeah. I knew it was one of them.
I don't know. It's just like once you step on the stage, it's completely different. You forget that you're like... Your whole life, what you do regularly is like behind you. Once you're on stage, it's like a totally different world. So like you can do whatever you want on stage once you touch it.
I believe that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not an actor dancer by any means, but but when I do public speaking or the radio, when you hit, you know, when the light goes on, it's like you're like just within the moment, right?
Mm-hmm. The zone. Mm-hmm.
The zone, and not the Twilight Zone. Now, JJ, how about you? How do you get to keep this energy by you performed last night in Vegas, and now what are we looking at, guys? Are we looking at guys right now?
Yeah,
I saw the expressions of everyone's face.
Focus.
Here, okay, JJ, look. I'll do a play-by-play. Look at the guy, and I'll do a play. Then I'll ask you the question. Here we go.
Okay, good looking. Yep. Good looking guy.
She's in on this.
We'll talk about this after.
Yes.
I have a question though.
Okay, but we didn't finish my question. Okay. So when you now are here after a performance last night, how do you keep your energy up?
I actually like sleeping on the bus.
Yeah. Oh, on the bus.
Our tour bus. So we have, everybody has a bunk bed.
Oh, really?
On the bus.
Oh, that's
so very
cool.
So while the driver's driving to the next city, we sleep on the bus.
Oh, that's good.
And that little shake that you have.
You
on
like
the bus,
it. It's soothing, right?
I love it.
Wow.
Well, I love it.
You're so comfortable.
It's really comfortable.
I'll knock out.
I know what you mean. It's sort of fun. It's almost like soothing to you.
Yes.
Oh,
so
wow.
So that's my favorite part. And the catering, of course.
Oh, yeah, catering.
Always
the food.
Looking for the catering.
Where's the catering? In the bus?
No.
In the building, at the venue.
And it's good?
It's just, yeah.
What do
they
usually have? What type of food?
Ooh.
Like,
well, breakfast menu is just like typical breakfast.
Yeah, like muffins, toast. I had some eggs this morning, though.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
But how about dinner? Oh, you don't eat dinner before the show.
Lunch
is
usually like sandwich, soup,
dinner?
Pasta.
Yeah.
Dinner, fish, and rice.
Okay,
and
that's
chicken,
not bad. Prime rib, crab legs, lobster.
Not yet, but hopefully soon. We'll
soon, at a theater drive-in near you. You have a question.
Okay. I do. So obviously these three young ladies are extremely talented, vivacious,
no
wonderful personalities,
passion.
Beautiful.
I love the passion.
All of these people that voted for you and are your ardent followers, is there a chance for them to get to talk to you after the show at some point?
Oh,
or
okay.
How does this all work? Because I'm sure all your fans have already bought their tickets and are coming to see you. I don't know how that works after the show. Is there like a meet and greet or anything like that?
Yes, we do. We have three meet and greets. One is before the show, who bought the
VIP passes. Yeah, they buy like VIP passes.
The second meet and greet is for friends and family, if
nice.
You know anybody in the cast. The third one will be right by the bus. After we are done with everything.
Right by the bus.
We are going back to our tour bus. And if you can wait outside a little bit longer, then you can.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So if you hang out by the bus after the show, it might be a little while. But if you hang out long enough.
Or if you marry someone here, that you could be part of the family and get the second stage.
Friends and family. The show's like happening really soon.
So where are you going next? Where's the bus taking you?
San Diego?
Oh, yeah,
California.
We're going.
Oh, excellent. That's where Chris is.
No,
oh.
He's in New York.
But he lives there in San Diego.
Yeah, but he's not back in San Diego tomorrow.
I'll call him. Here, right on the air, right now. Here we go. We're going to do an on-call interview.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no.
Here we go.
Oh,
Dave,
no.
Yeah, this will be so much fun. Come
Let's
on.
Remind our listeners.
All right, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing.
Right now.
Oh.
Yeah. We want to remind our listeners we are speaking with in studio JJ, Megs, and Haley from So You Think You Can Dance. The show is tonight, 8 p.m. at Comerica Theater. Head out there. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Let's pack that theater out. And
oh, definitely.
I'm telling you that our Meerkat followers are loving this.
Wow.
Hang out by the bus after the show.
The bus. Yeah, the bus. Come hang out
well,
with
they're
us.
Loving it because I think Haley and JJ were just blowing kisses at the camera.
They were.
There you go.
Oh, now
they love the cameras.
They just took a bunch
they
of
love
screenshots.
The
they love
I don't know what's
the
going
cameras.
On.
So what's next for you guys? And that, you're the youngest, of course, at least in the studio. You're 30, and I know you're probably
29.
around 29. So let's start with Megs. No, let's start with JJ, because you're 30, and he said it stops at 30. Well, I mean, the So You Can Dance.
Oh, yeah. Clarify what
like,
stops
no,
at 30.
No.
Yeah. The honeymoon is over. No, what I'm saying is, I think you said you can't be on after 30 dance
on the
show.
So You Think You Can Dance show.
So what happens next for you?
Well, just going back to the industry work that I had before in LA, just like gigs back to back, work for artists on music video, TV shows.
Oh, cool.
Stuff like that.
Are you an actress too?
I would like to.
Yeah. All right, we can make this happen.
All right.
Yes. No, this is great. You're in the right city, too, I believe. LA, probably, right? And I have a big base of people out there. Okay, so let's go to Meg's because you're 29. What do you envision? Are you going to do one more year with the so you think you can dance?
Well, we only can audition once. So hopefully if there's another season, we can hopefully make an all-star.
Okay, yeah. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, so after your career with this particular thing, what are you going to be doing?
Pretty much going back to New York for a little bit, work with my company that I've been with for 10 years, and then go back and forth to L.A. and New York once in a while.
Oh,
hopefully
wow.
I can make another tour. So
yeah, cool. Excellent. Yeah, because you don't want to give up dancing at all.
No.
It's in your blood.
Yeah.
Okay, and the youngster in town.
You know, I'm hoping that Haley says that she's going to join the Rockettes.
I wish, but
okay,
I don't think I'm tall enough.
But what are you
yes,
going to do?
Are.
No, I don't think so. I think you have to be like 5'8", and I'm only like 5'6".
No,
oh.
It's between 5'6" and 5'8".
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
So.
She's from New York.
My teacher was a Rockette. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My mentor, yeah.
You got a connection.
Maybe. I don't know. I've kind of changed my mind since I was 4 years old. I'm moving to L.A.,
Oh, where do you live now?
I live in Utah.
Utah?
Yeah, so I actually have an apartment out there. I was going to move if I didn't make the show, but I just so happened to make the show, so it all worked out, and someone's subleasing my apartment right now.
Nice.
But moving to L.A.,
I'm just going to see what happens. I have an agent. I've already got some, like, teaching jobs coming up, but I want to dance, obviously. That's what I want to do. I love teaching, but hopefully dance is where we're going to be at. So we're just going to see what happens. Would love to go on tour, though. Lady Gaga, wherever you are.
Oh, she's on her. She's in the studio next.
I would cry if that's true. Don't play with my heart.
Uh-oh. Wee! Okay, I'm joking.
Wee!
Yeah, and
yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to be using that from now on.
I love it. It's so fun. You just throw it in. You're just like, wait, wait. It's fun.
Well, you know, of course, the other two are taken. I was going to say ask Haley to go to the Santarchy event with me tonight. But, you know, then I realized it's a bar crawl and you're only 20. And I also realized that they've got plans tonight. They're going to be out at Comerica Theater for the So You Think You Can Dance tour.
And they're going to San Diego tonight.
Woohoo!
Well, yeah. How soon after the show does that happen?
We probably leave like 12:30, 1 a.m. after they finish packing the trucks.
If the travel is long, we have to leave right away. Yeah. If it's gonna be only a couple hours, then we don't leave till like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Do you get a snack like a late night mm-hmm. dinner?
Yeah,
type
we always have a lot of food on the bus. Yeah.
Really? What do you usually have? Maybe I'll go with you guys.
Cereal.
Not junk food. Oh, okay, well, cereal.
Junk food.
But I love cereal.
There's some salsa. Come on now, you gotta live a little.
So chips.
Avocado.
I don't like that.
I ordered avocado, yeah.
Hey, JJ, we have lots of lemons, too.
Ooh,
no, yes. Like hamburgers or pizza?
We do sometimes for dinner. That's our dinner choices, you know, once in a while.
Wow.
Well, since since we're celebrating Christmas and it's that time of the year and it's our second annual Santarchy
ham and
show.
Turkey.
Well,
of course.
Okay, sure. But I was also going to say, what are some of your favorite Christmas traditions? What do you do during the holidays? Ooh. Let's start with you.
Who's you?
JJ.
No,
that's Megs.
Megs.
What is going on here?
What's going on?
I don't have
get it together.
Yeah, exactly. You just lost a potential date. Okay.
Megs, let's start with you.
Well, my whole studio, my whole family, we do a Christmas huge party with the whole family, so I DJ the party, so it's so fun.
Oh, you're a DJ, too.
Uh-huh. I used to DJ when I used to, like, have time.
You know, we got to have you on. You know, I'm just thinking out loud here, but I think it'd be sort of cool for all of you to check in once a while, and when you're in Phoenix, come on down, or just call in and just see how things are going on the
show. Of course, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to give you my cards now, but then this. Woo-hoo. So yay. Now we go to Haley.
So
drop me an email, by the way, so you can be on our list, and we'll stay in touch with you.
Okay, cool. Definitely. Yeah, awesome.
Okay, and then Haley, you're the next.
Yeah, Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas. Super chill with me. I usually just get together with my family on Christmas Eve, and we do, like, a big Christmas party. We do, like, the White Elephant Exchange.
Oh, nice.
And have dinner and sing Kumbaya, and... It's just chill. It's super fun, and it's just time to be with my family.
So you're going to go back to Utah?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Where in Utah, by the way?
I'm from Roy, Utah, so I'm up north.
You know where that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing.
Cool. All right, and now, JJ.
JJ.
Well, I don't have a family member in the United States, so I'm always, like, hanging out with my best friend and just really chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, eating Japanese food, though.
Oh, dumplings.
I love... all Japanese food.
It's
like,
really good.
What's it called? Tempura. Yes.
Tempura.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right?
Good choice.
It's it's good stuff. Wow, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. So you all have certain traditions that mm-hmm. you follow, which is very, very cool. And this is, you know, it's always a pleasure to have young people that are full of passion, creativity, innovation, and talent, and determination, because it takes determination, a lot of it, and perseverance to be where you're at. Am I right? Let's start with Mix.
Well, yeah, of course. I've been dancing so like forever, and I just never stopped. I always loved it because it's a good inspiration, big heart for me, so I love it.
That is so cool. And Haley, you too, right?
Yeah, just everything... I've wanted. I mean, you know, I used to play softball. I would try and do the whole softball dance thing. And then it just got to a point where, you know, I had to pick, and dance was always the one. It was just there. And I've gone through like my own personal things, and dance has always just been that one constant that I've had. So it's
amazing. It's just the best thing.
Like stability in a way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is very cool. And
I would say the same thing. Dancing was the thing that I just kept loving, and it just kept going. Even though I started when I was 17, it was a little bit late.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I've been only dancing for like 13 years compared to like other people starting when they're 3 years old, four years old. Like I was a little bit late.
Well, Haley and Megs, how is Jay Jay as a dancer?
She's incredible.
Yay.
Wee. She has the best personality on stage, and she
and
is just
sing.
A shining star. Yes, she sings.
I heard you sing.
Wait, no, she actually plays the piano.
Wow.
Beautifully. Oh. Yeah.
Who can sing on the show?
She plays a beautiful piano.
Marisa can really sing.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, can you believe we're almost out of time?
I know. So everyone go out to Comerica Theater tonight. All of our Meerkat listeners, our watchers are loving this. They're saying they're beautiful and they love their passion. You got to see them dance. You can see them tonight live, 8 p.m. Comerica Theater. Visit Ticketmaster.com. And if you're not in Phoenix, they're coming to a city near you.
And San Diego next, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the song that's taking us into our break is 12 Days of Christmas by Straight No Chaser.
Straight No Chaser. And JJ, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Haley, thank you.
Thank
Megs,
you.
Megs, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
And drop me a line. And also, we're going to have you on again. This has been most delightful.
Oh,
and we will also see who else is available other than Chris. Because Chris may be taken with JJ. And this is what, the 12 Days of Christmas?
Yes, it is.
Doesn't sound like
sung
it.
To the
Yes, it is.
Toto.
12 Days of Christmas.
It is?
Yeah.
Sounds different.
And you know, there's not nine ladies dancing.
I don't even. Oh, they are?
Well, they're
I can visualize
it. They will
it
be
right
tonight.
And
be at least
this
three of them.
Is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
I had Christmas down in Africa. I had Christmas down in Africa.